I'll tell you what, someone in the AFL needs to stage a walk-off. Because have a look at this.
Welcome to country is not a ceremony that we've invented to cater for white people. It's a ceremony we've been doing for 250,000 years plus BC. And the BC stands for Before Cook. Prior to colonisation, you could get yourself into a lot of trouble for walking on someone else's lands without being welcomed onto those lands.
How much further does this have to go before we start standing up for ourselves? If these players had any dignity, they'd have walked off the field and refused to play. But instead, our professional footballers, they're expected to stand there and have their whole national history spat on by a sour old Aboriginal bloke with a racial grudge. If this old prick hates the Australian civilization we've built so much, he can always go and live in the bush. Any player who walks off, yeah, he'll be sacked by the club, slandered by the media, and hated by the political class, but he'll have the admiration and respect of the people. And if enough players follow his lead, if enough players walk off, they can't sack them all. I hope the players see this, because one of them needs to take the initiative and make this happen, or it's just going to get worse and worse. They'll continuously be humiliated before games. So the next time one of these politically privileged professional victims hired by the government spits in your face before a match just because you're white, walk off the field and refuse to play. Support each other in doing that, and we'll support you. Like I said, until this happens, it's just going to get worse and worse. So grow some balls, lads.